once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He, the Lord Jesus Christ, indeed is Lord. Yeah, I greet you in that powerful name, that when the name is spoken, it affects things, it changes things, it makes a difference in the lives that we live and the experiences that we have. You know, the world that we live in right now, the world needs Jesus. I know sometimes people have heard that as like a saying or a catchphrase, but the truth of it is, the world needs Jesus. Jesus, Yahshua. Yahshua was the name in Hebrew. Yahushua. God's salvation. Yah, God's Shua, salvation. That the world needs God's salvation. That literally the name of Jesus in Hebrew meant God's salvation. So the world needs God's salvation. It needs to be saved. Saved from itself. If you see what the world, and saved from itself and saved from what's within. If you see what the world does to itself, see what people do to themselves. If you leave a person just to themselves and unfettered, unhindered, just let them go at it, they destroy themselves by and large. Look at what the world is doing to itself right now when it comes to the ecosystem that we live in, when it comes to the water supply that we have, when it comes to the way that we've messed with the food and the genetics of the food to bring it to a point where that which should give life is cancer causing and is actually giving people death the more that they consume it, because it's been engineered to last longer on the shelves, to not waste so quickly, to have a more attractive color so that when you look in the store, you want to buy it. But what is the consequence of all of that messing around with the genes and the genome and that unique sequence that God put in place that gives life? Well, as they've messed with it here and there and everywhere, the end result is that which should give life now gives death. That which should give life now is actually killing people. And, you know, you see what happens when man, left to himself, goes about it. For greed and for profit, what men will do is incredible. And the way that they will justify this is incredible. You know, I mean, nobody says anything. They just kind of do their part. Nobody says anything overtly. Inside, they know something's not right. But they do their part. They play their role. And the end of it is that lives are lost. The world is destroyed. The world is... you know, actually, scriptures even talk about this. In Isaiah, it talks about this part of this entire thing of what would happen. It says the world will wear out like a garment. So just even as, think about clothes, you know, that you've had and you've worn. And as you've worn them, the more that you've worn them, they just kind of wear out. And sometimes, you know, you have a nice shirt, or for you ladies out there, a nice dress or something like that. And the more that you've used it, eventually it just loses that that nice look. And if you keep wearing it, it just eventually, it just turns into a rag, just full of holes. If you're a guy, you probably have a couple shirts like that, because guys do that. We keep shirts. We keep shirts for a really long time. But scriptures talk about the world wearing out like a garment. And you look at what mankind has done to it. You know, I mean, if the world was, if people lived in the right balance with the earth that they were on, there would be It wouldn't be necessary. If they took care for their environment, it wouldn't be necessary for the world to wear out. But scriptures, knowing the situation that we would be in, knowing what the world would turn into, it tells us in advance so that we can also understand the times and the seasons that we live in and the redemptive plan of God that's being worked out on our behalf. See, you and I are living in the middle of God's redemptive plan for all humanity. God is working out a plan of salvation, Yahushua, God's salvation. God's working out a plan of salvation for His creation. Now, it already happened in Christ Jesus. On the cross, it already happened. You know, that when Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that was it. It was done. It was finished. And when that is applied to, when the blood of Jesus is applied to your life, to the door of your life, that spotless Lamb of God, that death loses its sting. Death has no power over you anymore. You've crossed over from death unto life. Powerful, powerful metaphors and scriptures about what God did for us in the death of Christ Jesus on the cross. It was the Lamb of God. He was the Lamb of God, slain to take away the sins of the world, to pay for your sins and my sins. See, a price had to be paid, and Jesus willingly paid that price. The Father wanted Him to do it, and Jesus, being a good, dutiful Son of the living God, obeyed the will of the Father and submitted Himself to death, even death on a cross. And God has honored Him at the name of Jesus. As we said at the start, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. Because, you know, He who was Lord, even before He came, He humbled Himself and made Himself obedient to death, even death on a cross. And because, you know, of the way that He walked this whole thing out, therefore God had exalted Him to the highest place and given Him a name that's above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You know, that's what we live in. That's what we live in. We live in that place of no condemnation. We live in the place where God has forgiven us of our sins, forgiven us of our trespasses, forgiven us of whatever it was that we would have done that would have kept us away from Him. God's forgiven you and forgiven me. And rather, He's replaced those mistakes with His grace. He's replaced those mistakes and those things that you wish you would have never done. He's replaced that with Him. He's there now. And that's what the Father sees. The Father sees Jesus in you. Doesn't see yourself. Doesn't see you for what you maybe once were. But He sees you for who you are in Him. See, you are a son or a daughter of the living God. You are chosen by Him. You are somebody that loves Him. And He loves you. He loves you more completely than you could ever imagine. See, the thing that one of the challenges that people have in this life is that, you know, they instead of submitting themselves into the hand of God and allowing for Him to help reveal who they are unto them so that they could walk out a fulfilled life, instead they let the world dictate terms to them. And they let the world decide, here's what you need to be doing. Here's who you need to be. Here's what will fulfill you. And that's why there are so many beautiful young women that go throw themselves into some crazy situations because they think that it'll make them famous, or it'll give them a picture on the front of a magazine, or it'll do whatever they think that it'll do for them. Because what the world has said is important is that you need to be prominent. See, in the world, for you to be important in the world, you gotta be somebody who's prominent. You gotta be somebody that, you know, everybody notices, everybody knows who you are, they want to get your number, they want to call you, they want to talk to you. You know, you have to be, in the world, somebody prominent for you to have any reason, for you to have any significance, for you to actually be mentioned and known. But see, God does not put any emphasis on prominence at all. You know, it's not about your prominence in this world. There's something greater going on. And with what God does with His people is rather, you are important in the kingdom of God because in God's word He says you're important. And you know, you as somebody who is important unto the Father, you have to also realize that your value is not determined by your prominence. Your value to your eternal Father is determined by the fact that He puts that value on you. The very fact that the blood of the Son of God had to be shed on your behalf, you know, that shows your value. Because just think about it in natural terms. When you go to buy something, you exchange that which you have to pay with for that which is there that you want to buy. And, you know, if you try to offer less than the value, they'll laugh you out of the store. You know, unless you're an Asian, they'll try to bargain a little bit. But, anyways, but you have to, ultimately, you know, they're not going to bargain you below the actual, or they're not going to let you bargain them below the actual cost of the item because they want to make something on it. So there is a spot where that whatever it is that's there, there is a spot that they won't go below because there's a value for that item. And your soul, God is, there's a value for your soul. There's a value for who you are within the core of your being. And God, knowing the value of your soul, paid for it with His own blood. The blood of the living God has become the payment for the value of your soul. You're the payment for the value of my soul. That's what God has done for us. That's what He's done for you. He's paid the price in full for what you and I would need to pay when this life is over. He's already paid it. You know, God loves you. God loves you. And He's made the way for you and I to know Him. He's already paid the price. And the debt is paid in full. That means there's nothing left over. There's no outstandings when it comes to the Father. He's paid His debt in full. He's paid the debt in full that was necessary for you. He's paid His debt in full that was necessary for your salvation. See, He assumed our debt. He assumed what needed to be paid. He took it upon Himself. He didn't need to do it. You know, God could have just let us just be separate from Him, just burn. He could have just let us be in that situation, not bothered Himself. But no, He loved His creation and He knew the value of who they were, and He was not going to throw them away. You know, God has instead established a life and a purpose and a reason for being and an existence for those that are His. Your God has done that. Yeah. No, it's good. I mean, it's good because, you know, the Father has so much in store for you. You know, and it's not just a prayer of salvation so that you can just sort of, okay, now go on and carry on with your life in the world. No, God is working to separate you in your heart unto His kingdom. And then to use you according to His purposes to positively bring about and support His kingdom coming and His will be done, being done in earth as it is in heaven. His kingdom coming and His will being done in you. You know, the things that we face, we've said it before, they help us to get to that point where God would have for us to be. That's why you got to go through things with a good attitude, because you don't know. You know, there's a lot of times you don't know the results of the things that we go through. You know, sometimes, you know, like nobody wishes sickness on their friends or their enemies, or, you know, nobody wishes bad things on certain people. But, you know, or I should say nobody good. Nobody that's one of the Fathers wishes. But when things happen, you know, when we do end up going through stuff, what does God do with it? Well, scriptures tell us in Romans 8, 28, that God causes all things to work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. You know, God is calling, you know, calling for that plan and purpose that He has for you to be revealed in you. But it's only going to come on His terms. And that involves you of your own free will, you of your own life decision, saying, Lord God, help me. Lord God, save me. Lord God, would You please come into my heart? Would You make me new? Would You give me a new life in You? And if you just pray that alone, God will meet you where you're at. And He will teach you and He will raise you as His son, filling you with the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that you desire to accomplish His will in the earth. Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all incredible. You know, God knows what He's doing with your life. He knows what He's doing with you. You know, and for you to wonder and for you to be stretched and for you to not know what to do about things, look, don't worry about it. You know, God does not want His people worrying. Rather, you know, somebody close to you, just hear them out, but don't worry about anything. Don't worry about plans. Don't worry about provision. Don't worry about protection. Don't worry about the things that the world freaks out about. Don't worry about any of them. Rather, trust Him. Trust the living God, so that everybody knows and understands and can see manifest in your life that you put your trust in Him and you will not be put to shame. Those that put their trust in the living God will not be put to shame. And with that, you know, we know that God is at work in our hearts and in our lives. So with that, hey, God bless you guys. Love you, love you, love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. And hey, it's great to also have that Facebook page going. Thank you guys for interacting with us through there. So keep on keeping on. We'll catch up with you again sometime really soon. All right. God bless you. Bye.